And special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas, and this is a live prophecy reality edition. We do this once a week. We come in the middle of the week on Wednesday morning and turn on the studio cam and talk about current events and apply our prophecy reality worldview. Okay, scripture, Revelation 11:18, and the nations were angry, and thy wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them which fear thy name, small and great, and shouldst destroy them which destroy the earth. And so there's comforting words from the revelation itself, that we will receive reward, those, his servants, the prophets, the saints, and that is all of us that are set apart, those that fear his name, small and great, and he will destroy them which destroy the earth. And I was looking a little bit into the Greek there, and this could be as well destroy his creation, or pervert. The word destroy there may also be pervert his creation. And do we see any of that going on today? Yes, we do. Yeah. And so those people which are doing that, which are perverting his creation, and what is the crown of his creation? Yeah. Well, we hate to admit it, maybe, because when we look around us at the people on the planet, but the crown of God's creation is mankind. That's right, created in his image. He didn't create anything else in his image except man. Yeah, explicitly created in his image, the crown of his creation. We are that and those for which the creation even exists. Without us, there is no purpose to it. So we being the crown of our creation, God will destroy them that destroy his purpose, the purpose for which he created man. And they are working very hard on your children and on you and your heart to pervert you and pervert God's purpose for man and the earth. But the good news is they will not. They will not prosper, and they will never be able to overthrow God's purpose for creation, because they serve his purpose. They don't serve him. See, I would rather serve God and his purpose than to serve God without my consent, because they serve him without their consent. As a matter of fact, they don't give him honor, the honor and glory which he is due. And let's see, I put a name on this program today, something about the transhuman jab, or the Antichrist Borg transhuman jab. And that's what it's all about, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to destroy the crown of God's creation once and for all. And that's what has been behind what has been going on for 2 years. So, and they are angry because they hate God and they want to destroy him. They're angry because what God has done over the last couple hundred years in spreading his word and growing his kingdom in the earth which they think they own. And I got a little video here for you.
Many tyrants and governments wanted to do it, but nobody understood biology well enough, and nobody had enough computing power and data to hack millions of people. Neither the Gestapo nor the KGB could do it. But soon, at least some corporations and governments will be able to systematically hack all the people. We humans should get used to the idea that we are no longer mysterious souls. We are now hackable animals. Data might enable human elites to do something even more radical than just build digital dictatorships. By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself. Because once you can hack something, you can usually also engineer it. And if indeed we succeed in hacking and engineering life, this will be not just the greatest revolution in the history of humanity. This will be the greatest revolution in biology since the very beginning of life 4 billion years ago.
4 billion years ago.
For 4 billion years, nothing fundamental changed in the basic rules of the game of life. All of life, for 4 billion years, dinosaurs, amoebas, tomatoes, humans, all of life was subject to the laws of natural selection and to the laws of organic biochemistry. But this is now about to change. Science is replacing evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design.
Intelligent
design of some god above the clouds, but our intelligent design and the intelligent design of our clouds, the IBM cloud, the Microsoft cloud, these are the new driving forces of evolution. And at the same time, science may enable life, after being confined for 4 billion years to the limited realm of organic compounds, science may enable life to break out into the inorganic realm. So after 4 billion years of organic life shaped by natural selection, we are entering the era of inorganic life shaped by intelligent design. So does the data about my DNA, my brain, my body, my life, does it belong to me or to some corporation or to the government or perhaps to the human collective? Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over. Free will. That's over.
That's over.
Yes, indeed. He says free will. That's over. And what he really means is that, well, this is Dr. Yuval Noah Harari. He's a transhumanist and top advisor to Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. This is what they have planned for you. They want to hack you. They want to hack God's creation and the crown of God's creation and totally control everything. And that's what they've been working on intently for 20 years, but especially in the last couple of years. And it's just funny, you know, this guy thinks we just evolved over 4 billion years and now they found the code of life in our DNA and they can start to hack it without even taking a thought. Who wrote that code? Well, I know who wrote that code. We all know who wrote that code. God Almighty, the creator of all things, of all life, he wrote that code. So, yeah, I'll put it in the, I'll have a link to it when I post this at the end of the broadcast. Ruth in the chat room. And good day to everyone in the chat room, everyone listening, wherever you are listening. Please share this broadcast and so others can view it also. So that's what we're dealing with today. And what's the latest in the news? Why are they suddenly now turning your fear, the fear that they're planting? See, because they have learned how to hack people to a certain degree. And they want to now hack your DNA code. But they're already hacking your mind without using DNA. because half of the world, and those are the ones who line up like lemmings, the ones whose minds have been hacked, and they're using various psychological methods and programming and control things that have been tried and true, that they have the best of the best to help them with their takeover of the mind of the masses, as you can see by what, at least, I would say at least one third, 30 to 40% of the planet right now, of every man, woman, and child on the planet, mostly adults at this point, have lined up because they were programmed by the programming coming through the internet, through mainstream media, through whatever means that they have, popular programming on the television, the series that people watch on TV. They have successfully hacked in enough into the minds of people to make them line up and take a transhuman jab, and a jab that will rewrite or program their DNA. But you can see that God does have them in derision, because they had to back off and they had to change the narrative. They went from, because things were starting to surface, and they still are starting to surface, by those who have not been hacked, or some have even awakened and said, I was wrong. Basically admitted to being hacked and saying, you know, and repenting of giving into that, because the truth has become too overwhelming. And a lot of people have been without their will. I mean, who willingly is hacked? I mean, who would allow someone to take over their mind willingly? Please take over my mind. Do with me whatever you will. Well, you know, that's the position of a true Christian to the Holy Spirit and to the God of the universe, the one who created us. But we don't want to give that power to any man, because they're just fallible men like us. And then there's those. This guy wants to worship the cloud. Yeah, not the God up in the clouds that he derides and would make fun of people for worshiping and believing in, the one who wrote the DNA code that they're having so much fun greedily panting over taking the control of. Yeah, the one who wrote it, they won't acknowledge, and they want to put themselves in the place of God and control everyone, because they have a better idea. They know what's good, what's best for all the rest of us. So anyway, that's, like I said, Dr. Yuval Noah Harari, a transhumanist. This is what they want to do. He is part of the Antichrist Borg. He wants to assimilate all of us into their new world order through the great reset of Klaus Schwab, who works for the Antichrist and is in cahoots with him, as they all are. Some of them directly, most of them indirectly, are following subordinates of the Antichrist at some level. And you can go down many levels before you get to the top. Yes, where people are acting without even knowing it, serving this new world order for the Antichrist. And how do I know it's the Antichrist? Well, because I read the Bible. I read the end of the book. And I know the Antichrist, that line of men, specifically called the man of sin, sits in the seat of the papacy. And because I say that, I can't get on forums and other platforms. Like, I tried to get on Rockfin, where David Knight is now, and they would not allow it. They will not. They'll have coadjutors for the Antichrist on there, and I could name some of them directly, but they'll allow someone who does news like David Knight because he doesn't name the Antichrist. And if he did, And if he did, well, everything would change practically overnight for him. Just ask Greg Anthony. He used to have a two-hour broadcast on Genesis Radio Network. Very, very popular. But when he started to name the Jesuits and to point at the biblical and historical Antichrist, it was over for him. He was relegated to First Amendment radio. Imagine that. Yes, the radio network without any money and that can't get, that gets shadow banned everywhere because we name the top dog, the Antichrist, and we tell you who he is. That's how that works anyway. I have some articles here for you, other articles. This one, well, this is it. They're pointing at Klaus Schwab. Remember, he's several layers below, but he works directly for the Antichrist and his shadow government. And this is the hackable animals. Will humans are now hackable animals and will be re-engineered. So they're letting you know right in your face that humans are now hackable animals, according to Advisor. This is from American Freedom News. According to Advisor Klaus Schwab, who issued the chilling warning that humans no longer possess free will and are set to be re-engineered by Bill Gates. Bill Gates, another person who works directly for the Antichrist. That's why if someone's allowed to make billions of dollars in this one world monetary, fiat monetary system, you know that they're being allowed to do this because they are prime movers for the Antichrist. Okay? Dr. Yuval Noah Harris, Harari. Yes, and we saw what he just said. So what else have we got going on in the news today? As if that ain't enough, right? Yeah, we need to understand these things. The narrative. See, Nowhere Left to Hide. This is from James Howard Kunstler. Yeah. Anyway, financial markets are averse to threats of chaos and death. These conditions tend to interfere with normal promises between parties to service loans, which is the basis of finance. Today it is. Time, they say, is nature's way of making sure that everything doesn't happen at once. If that is so, then maybe time has stopped because all of a sudden everything seems to be happening at once. Well, yeah, when you're listening to the mainstream news and in a world where news is everywhere and everything is happening at once all the time anyway. But thank God for time. Everything throughout history doesn't happen all at once. But very clever writing here. Three things, actually, he says. One, a Russian military operation in Ukraine that a lot of people in America want to turn into World War III. Two, an epic crack-up of the world financial system. And three, the breakdown of the fishy transhuman jab affair, and especially the story behind its holy avatar, the transhuman jab. That's the holy avatar. I'm not going to say some words, okay? Don't need to. Listen to First Amendment Radio all day. You guys know what I'm talking about. If you want to hear all about it, you can listen to David Knight in the afternoon and many other programs that they won't allow on YouTube. Yes, including my own. That's why, and I'm on YouTube right now, live. Okay. He continues, forgive me for restating the premise of the Ukraine situation, but one must counter the propaganda emitted like poison gas by a perfidious news media. Russia objected to the expansion of NATO, and this is for all of you that don't know this, as it seems some people still don't know this. Russia objected to the expansion of NATO to its very border, based on long-standing prior agreements about it. See? The New World Order and the people that are running our nation, they don't care about agreements. It's more about their agenda. So agreements be damned. But Russia is saying, we have an agreement. And, but the other side seems to be keeping it so far, but it seems that they're on the brink of breaking that agreement and starting World War III and a nuclear annihilation. Okay. I'll continue here. Russia objects to the expansion of NATO to its very border based on longstanding prior agreements about it. Joe Biden, the pretender in chief, had every chance to formally recognize that reality and stupidly demurred. Well, he didn't stupidly. Joe Biden, the puppet, installed by the shadow government that works for the Antichrist, just put it plainly as I can for you, is doing as he is told to do, and plus he's all on board with it. But his mind is kind of wavering there, as everyone knows and can tell. I was surprised that he could stand up for almost an hour and talk continuously and without making more than a dozen mistakes the whole time. When he did his state of the broken union or whatever it was that he did, the last week or a couple weeks ago, whatever that was. Anyway, he had every chance to formally recognize that reality and stupidly demurred. The Ukrainian government, ditto, our side, the USA, had already created enough mischief there in mounting the 2014 coup against a government friendly with Russia and then arming its replacement to harass Ukraine's own citizens in its easternmost provinces, Donetsk and Luhansk. 2 weeks ago, Russia moved in to forcefully correct all that. And see, this is all true. I'm not saying, I don't know the President Putin. I don't know if he's a good guy. Don't know if he's in cahoots with the new world order. He likely is just playing his part. I don't know, because honestly, I don't know what I don't know. And I'm willing to admit that. But there's just about everything that's going on in the mainstream news is not believable, just as it has been for the last 2 years. It has not suddenly become believable. Okay? It is not believable. Anyway, a little history. After all, Ukraine had been a part of Russia since they wrested it from the Ottoman Turkish Empire in the 1700s. And in any other sense, Ukraine is within Russia's sphere of influence, as such things are defined in geopolitical history. And we're going into a break. We'll pick up here when we get back. You're listening to Cross Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. I'll be back in a few minutes. Hi, I'm Nicholas Arthur, and I'd like to introduce you to my latest book, Reformed Prophecy Interpretation: An Apology for Reformed Premillennial Historicism in the 21st Century. As with primitive biblical Christianity, historicism is the method of prophecy interpretation restored with the advent of the Protestant Reformation, and had become so widely held that for a long time it was called the Protestant view. My book is not so much about the errors of dispensationalism or amillennialism. Rather, it is about the historicist alternative to understanding many of the same passages from the vantage point of prophecy fulfilled in history. For those that desire more than mere hypotheses bolstered with conjectured speculation, those who require explicit biblical exegesis and verified historical fulfillment, and are not willing to accept speculation as anything other than what it is. Speculation, not truth. This book is for you. Over the last century, this method of interpretation has become almost completely forgotten, even by Protestants, in the face of a method that is based almost entirely on future speculation, rather than fulfilled prophecy in history. In my book, I examine the reasons for this and investigate some of the prophecy which has been fulfilled in the interim, as well as present an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism to the 21st century. If you're interested in a copy of my book, you can go to my website, crosstheborder.org, and get more information there. or you may also find it at Amazon.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. This is a Live Prophecy Reality Worldview Weekly Edition here. And we were talking about what's going on, of course, the narrative that they're pushing out today. And something, I got a comment here from Jace in the chat room. He says, like Hitler, Putin is one of them, but could go rogue. He says it's scary, and yes, it is. But see, here's the problem. The Antichrist, unlike the true Jesus, the Christ, who has total control of everything, he likes to control the world, but leaders can go rogue on them. And I believe that, like Trump, I believe Trump is a rogue leader who they actually mind controlled and used, I believe that they will use him further in the future because they've learned how to control him and use him. I believe that Putin is rogue because it's obvious that he is because he won't allow the LGBTQ agenda in Russia and they wanted it in the Ukraine and they got it. I believe that that was the whole purpose for the takeover, but that was one of the main things is to introduce that type of government into the Ukraine, which, if you know any history, do any research on the actor that they installed as the president of the Ukraine in 2014 or after that. I believe he's the second president since their coup in 2014, if I have that correct. But anyway, he was an actor. He actually played in a series where he played the president of Ukraine before they installed him in the Ukraine. Yeah. I mean, what a game, huh? So anyway, the Antichrist, the actors that they on the world scene, can go rogue. And it's a nice thing to see because the scripture says that God will hold them in derision. So they'll always have their derision and they'll never have total control like they want. And they're not going to DNA hack people because you can see how badly they turned out for them. It turned out so badly for them, trying the DNA hack that, they had to change the narrative and change the scare from you're going to die of a virus to you're going to die from World War III and nuclear annihilation. Now, I don't believe that they really want nuclear annihilation because they don't really want to allow anything that may fall back on themselves. You see? That's why they changed the narrative because the narrative was beginning to fall back on them. And it's still being uncovered now by those of us who refuse to shake the rattle, and those that aren't mainstream media refuse to shake the rattle, but rather expose that all they're doing is shaking a different rattle. So you won't look at the rattle they were shaken before in the mainstream media. Okay. The U.S.-led response to the Russian op was an attempt to dismantle the complex interbank payment systems of the global economic order in order to punish one region, Russia, of the global economy. That is cutting off your leg to punish yourself for walking into harm's way. In other words, things like, that's going to hurt us if we cut off Ukraine. But they don't care because, see, this guy sees so far. But does he see that they really are trying to destroy the worldwide economy so that they can bring in their one world monetary system that we've been talking about here for 10 or 20 years, which is becoming a much more vivid reality here, especially in the last couple of years, and especially with the Canadian truckers having their accounts hacked for not breaking any law, because none of them set out to break a law when they went to what was a lawful and legal protest, which became lawful, unlawful, and illegal while they were in the midst of it. Yeah. See, they can change the law on a dime, and suddenly you're a criminal and a terrorist. And to boot, you're a racist and a Nazi. Yeah, that's how quick they can change the narrative. Our author here is talking about the financial. The result of that now is mayhem in the financial markets and currencies, with global commodities like grain, oil, and ores acting as hostages. This hostage taking has far-reaching effects because the nations of the world can't operate without food, energy, and stuff to make products out of. Interfere with the rational distribution of them and you'll get chaos and death. And that's what they really want, chaos and death. See, then they can blame, you'll see some in the mainstream media are starting to say that Ukraine is causing people's hearts to break. It's causing myocarditis. Say they're shifting the blame for what was being revealed and will still be revealed. And I'm praying, I hope you all are praying with me, that these people are held accountable, even by the laws of men, as God has set up the governments of men to punish evildoers so that the governments of men can serve that purpose still, even while we watch a lot of them get away with things. But I think when you reach a certain point on Nuremberg point, they're beyond Nuremberg. I'm going to tell you that much for sure. So I'm just praying that we'll have some kind of Nuremberg tribunal to judge people like Gates and others, and their billions will not be able to help them at all. I'm praying for that. I really am. I would like to see that come. And boy, that would be a wake-up call for the world. I'll tell you, that would be a great coup for the truth, even though we still see, you know, jibing that with prophecy may be a little difficult, but it doesn't mean that it can't happen. Okay. Then there's the resolving all the mysterious puzzle pieces of the transhuman jab story. Sunday night, America's premier propaganda vessel, CBS's 60 Minutes, ran a puff piece. See, I mean, this is still now. This has just happened. Okay, Sunday night. America's premier propaganda vessel, CBS's 60 Minutes, ran a puff piece on the CDC starring the warm and fuzzy mom figure, Rochelle Walensky. It is hard to overstate just how dishonest the segment was, starting with its subtle effort to keep America in a state of alarm. New variants coming. Proceeding to a deceptive cartoon of how the mRNA vaccines work wonders. Yes, white memory cells patrol the body. No mention of spike proteins, of course, in their cartoon. and concluding with exhortations for Americans to continue, yes, taking the jab and boosting up. Still, really? People are still so mind-controlled that they're going to run out and do that? Really? And here I thought the narrative was falling apart so much so that they had to change it. But yeah, still behind the scenes, for those true believers, those that are totally mind-controlled, they want to keep them mind-controlled, so they will keep working on them while the rest of the world is changing their focus to, oh no, I thought I was afraid of getting a virus and dying, but now it's going to be World War III and nuclear annihilation. Oh my goodness, and a new fear, and it must be really afraid. Well, God's people aren't afraid because we know we're going to die anyway, you know. I mean, I figure it, next year I'm going to get my 3 score and 10 in. And then after that, everything is just gravy on top as far as I'm concerned. But sometime in the next 40 years, I'm going to die anyway. So I'm not worried about it. I'm not going to go out and do it purposely. Yeah. Cause, you know, I believe that murder and suicide is a sin. Yeah. And then I'm not going to die in that kind of sin. I'll tell you that much for sure. So, Sunday night, they're still at it, still pushing the old narrative behind the scenes for all the true believers who keep tuning in week after week to things like, I mean, I could not even stand to watch 60 Minutes or any of these things, any MSN shows or news. I just couldn't stand it to watch it, to sit there and take all that programming into my mind. Yeah. So despite an avalanche of news coming from elsewhere other than 60 Minutes about the CDC withholding critical information from the public, it's supposed to serve throughout the 2-year-plus crisis, not to mention new data from alt media on extensive injury and death rates among those that received the jab, including shocking info from court-ordered recent release of Pfizer's own records. See, that's what they have to cover up with the new, as David Knight would say, the new MacGuffin, okay, which is the threat of nuclear annihilation in World War III, which I don't believe they really want. They like regional, but they don't want nuclear, okay, because it might hit them. They might get killed in it. Okay. So we'll see what happens. I mean, it could happen. Do they have buttons? And then there's a question. I don't know who put in the chat room that nukes might be just a conspiracy theory or a psyop. They might be. I don't know. You know, the some people have said a lot of things. And all I can say is, well, I'm not jumping to any conclusions. What might be true, what I don't know, I don't know. And that's as far as I'm willing to say anything is true, that I must know that it's true before I'm going to say it's true. So there's a lot of things I don't know. But I would like to learn more about that. I have to go through my real old DVD collection on that I gathered from Truth Radio and the early Patriot, the 1990s Patriot era, when we had all these videos and all of these ideas popping up everywhere, and see if I can find something, unless someone's got a clue as to where I can find information on the nuclear stuff. And I looked at it some of it, and it just, wow, you know, this seems to make a lot of sense. But like I said, I don't know what I don't know. And I don't believe easily everything that I hear. Yeah. So was this 60 Minute segment corporate media's attempt to cover up the emerging crimes of the America's public health agencies in concert with pharma and the media itself? That is, to get ahead of the story, as has lately been the strategy of all the cable channels and legacy newspapers, with more and more citizens asking themselves if they have been played. And that's true. A lot of people are asking, have they been played? Meanwhile, the big kahuna of Dr. Anthony Fauci has gone to ground, or has gone to ground and maybe underground, to make himself scarce, skip the scene, vamoosed. Amid all the new controversy, word has apparently come down from on high in the party of chaos that his ubiquitous puss on the nation's flat screen is no longer helping to sell the transhuman jab directive. To many people, perhaps suspect that he caused the whole thing to happen in the first place and then botched his attempt to play savior over it. And anyway, so it would be a pity for the party of chaos, starting with a D, he says. So this guy's somewhat part of the problem if he thinks there's just two parties and its accomplices in the COVID frauds, if the events play out in Ukraine actually concluded with a reduction of danger and chaos in that corner of the world, it is surely the last thing that they want. Yes, they want to ramp it up. But that's enough. We get the idea of what this author is saying here. And where are the people, you know, that know, that read their Bibles and know that the Antichrist that ruled Western Europe for 1260 years, man sitting in the seat of the man of sin, okay, that the head wound would be healed, and it is healed. I was listening to, if you were listening to First Amendment Radio before this broadcast, you would have heard Tom Fress speaking on the global Vatican, and that how the Vatican has received a status in the world that is neutral. Imagine that. Wouldn't that play right into his hands? Because he is not neutral. Yeah, but finally, that's right where, that's why he has observer status in the UN. Now, who would observe? God observes everything. Of course, who is the God of the UN? The image of the beast. Who is the God of the UN? Who has observer status? But the Holy See. That's the way they put it. The Holy See. See, they see everything. They're like God. And the Holy See has observer status, in the UN. It just blows my mind. It's the Holy See. It has observer status. That says it all. Yeah, it's neutral. That's right. That's what they want you to believe. And that's why everyone's turning to the Antichrist as a neutral voice in the world, in world governments. And yes, the Holy See has observer status in the UN. And they're laughing behind the scenes all of time, all this time, because they have mostly total control over everything, except for the few nations and actors on the scene that go rogue, and usually they put them down pretty quick or murder them with the poison cup or by whatever means it takes, because the ends always justify the means for the Antichrist and his shadow government. Yes. The Antichrist doesn't even mess with those details. He lets his shadow government take care of it. They've shown themselves very able over the last 500 years to take care of business. Yeah. You know of whom I speak. Do you not? Anyway, let's see what else we have here. Any comments? Galen Windsor says nukes are fake. Okay. Oh, that was Fireman Mike. All you can do with nuclear energy is boil water, as they do in the power plants. So the nuclear bombs, explosions, those are supposed to be fake. And I guess they could have just used a bigger bomb and played it up or whatever they did over there. I know there's radiation poisoning. I know that's real. So all they had to do was set off a bomb and activate radiation poisoning over there in Japan. Some people say that the bombs were actually planted on the ground because you can't carry them in an airplane like that and drop them in a bomb. People said things because, you know, they've set off more nukes on the ground. So they may be able to do something like that on the ground. So there's different theories I've heard, and I don't know if I've heard that. I've probably seen Galen Windsor, but I'm going to have to look him up and see what I can find on him. Maybe we'll do a broadcast, or if he's still around, maybe I can talk to him and we can do a little conspiracy theory hunt on our own. Let me see if I'd search for plutonium hoax, nuclear scare proven by Galen Windsor. Yes, Brown University. Up the plutonium hoax. Yeah, I'll check it out. Definitely, Fireman Mike. I just Googled him, so. But can't do my research live on the air. that wouldn't be too interesting, would it? Now, but I will definitely look into that more and see what I can find and refresh my mind on that. I'll even look through my library. Like I said, I think I have. I think I have the videos from the 90s where he's actually in the cooling ponds walking around barefoot, showing how unafraid he is of the nuclear reactors and the ponds and stuff around them. That's what I remember anyway. Okay, so that was Nowhere Left to Hide. Ah, here it is. Now this gets a little more on track. This is from Tom Woods. Saturday night, I received a message. The governor wants to invite you to a Monday event. Soon after that, I received the details. Ron DeSantis was planning a roundtable discussion with medical professionals, which I myself am not, for the purpose of assessing the merits of various COVID policies, particularly regarding children. The roundtable was also intended to keep these issues alive at a time when their proponents seemed to be happy to let the news shift to other topics. As I said, the new fear, MacGuffin. Yes. We cannot forget what was done to us and to children, and the quacks who recommended these things need to be held to account. And they're just quacks. They're more than quacks. These are sociopaths. Not sociopaths, psychopaths. That's the word I'm looking for. These are murderous, genocidal psychopaths. Yeah, they need to be held to account. But continuing on with the articles here, a small number of influencers, including your host here, were invited to attend in person in order to report on a live tweet of the event to their followers. Those of you who follow me, whatever. DeSantis himself, whom I got to chat with a bit after the event, struck me as informed, down to earth, and authentic. What you see on television is what you get in person, except in person, he's funnier and edgier. The event itself featured such notables as Dr. Robert Malone, Dr. Tracy Hogue, Jill Ackerman, Dr. Christopher Adamo, Dr. J. Bhattacharya, Dr. Martin Kulldorff, Dr. Harvey Risch, and Dr. Sunutra Gupta. During the event, an ER doctor named Joseph Freeman offered a public apology to professors Bhattacharya, Kulldorff, Gupta, whose anti-lockdown Great Barrington Declaration he had once considered dangerous. He was sure that places without harsh COVID lockdowns would experience worse outcomes. "You were right," he said to them. "I was wrong." See, there's a man who can admit I was wrong. Now, if we could get Donald Trump to do that, then I would become a believer in Donald Trump. If Donald Trump would say, "I was wrong, I was deceived." Yeah. Because, you know, we all are liable to be deceived at one time or another. We all have been deceived. So for us to admit that I was wrong and I was deceived means that you are an honest man. That's all it means. The scientists in me had acknowledged that my hypothesis had been falsified. He admitted he was wrong. Okay. Stanford's J. Bhattacharya emphasize the various ways in which the people in that room had been correct from the start, and reminded people of his own work early on in March and April 2020, showing how much more widespread the virus was than previously thought. That meant there was no way a lockdown strategy could possibly work, but it would severely harm the working class and ordinary people in general. But we all know that that is precisely what the point was, to destroy the middle class and destroy the financial systems of the world and everything, the supply chains, to disrupt everything for the great reset. Because the only way you can reset something is you press the reset button on your computer. What does it do? It turns everything off. And then it reprograms it with the startup program. Well, they want a new startup program. They don't want the old startup program in their great reset. And so it's not just a reset. It's a great reset. Yeah. So the event wrapped up with a striking announcement from Joseph Lodapo, the heroic Florida Surgeon General. Florida is now the first state to recommend against the vaccines for healthy children. Well, you know, well, I'm glad they're recommending against it, but I think they should outlaw the vaccines for everyone in their state. Yeah, that's where I stand. And we'll pick up here when we get back from some messages. You're listening to Cross the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen. There's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, right here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. And when we left before the news break there, we're talking about the round table that the governor of Florida had, DeSantis, there. I guess it was a couple days ago. And let's see. The event wrapped up with a striking announcement from Joseph Lodapo, the heroic Florida Surgeon General. Florida is now the first state to recommend against the vaccines for healthy children. And as I said, they should be outlawed completely. I recommend you don't take this poison because it might likely lead to the death of your child. Yes. Just, that's where statistics don't lie, right? In short, we've got them on the run. DeSantis even wondered recently whether Dr. Fauci, who seems to have disappeared, may have enrolled in the witness protection program. But that's not good enough. We have to make them answer for what they did. And yet the COVID fanaticism is only one brand, if an especially destructive one, of the elite's fanaticism. It's touching every issue now. If you're not with the establishment, you're a terrible extremist who should be shunned. And that's that article. Okay, the blurring of reality in age of barbarism. Yes, it goes on and on. So that's it. Let's forget about what's going on over there in the Ukraine. There's nothing, see, there's nothing you can do about it anyway. except get all excited and push people to make it a no-fly zone. Let's start World War III. And then, you know, then Russia and China can create an alliance and take on the rest of the world. How do you think that would work out, people? Yes. See, because if these people that were in charge of the world were really who they said they were, and there wasn't a shadow government behind them pushing another narrative, then when Russia said, hey, we want to join NATO, they would have said, all right. Whew. Of course, you know, we wouldn't have, at that time when Russia wanted to join NATO, I don't think we had empowered China by stripping America of all of its manufacturing and sending it over to China. I mean, there was a time back, what, the 80s, 90s, where they actually would come and they would take apart factories piece by piece, like a great big jigsaw puzzle, ship them over to China and set them up. Because they didn't know how to do that then. Well, they know how to do it now. They know how to do everything now, don't they? Because they have everything. And, you know, we can get on the bandwagon and say, oh, made in America and all that stuff. And I like all that stuff that, you know, that's why I believe that, that Putin and maybe DeSantis and Donald Trump are somewhat rogue actors in the Antichrist universe, okay, in the Antichrist heaven. They are rogue stars that are, yeah, that they have to, and they allow them, you know, they allow them just so it appears they don't have total control, or that there isn't some kind of total control mechanism over the whole earth. But if anyone could not recognize the lockstep narrative that was unleashed 2 years ago, pretty much to this month, as some type of total control mechanism that moved the whole world in lockstep, then your eyes really are blinded if you can't see that, especially see it by now and looking back on the last several years. But still, there are many that are still taking their children to get the transhuman jab. And it makes me very sad, you know, that they're violating, that they're so mind controlled that they would do this, that they would get it for themselves and take their children to get it too. Yeah, it makes me very sad to think about that. Okay, let's see what else we have. I got any comments or anything in the question, the chat room? Let's see. Oh, it was speaking of the nuclear fear scam, and that's what it was. And I was thinking about that. You know, what if, because there was talk of everyone having their own nuclear generator, you know, a nuclear power generator in each house. And it would just be a little box. That's all you would need is this little box or something like that. It wouldn't be very much, you know. I mean, people have these huge furnaces in their house to heat their house. So, you know, even if it was a device, you know, half the size of a small automobile, you would still want one, right? And you want an automobile so to make all your own electricity. And see, that was the thought behind it, was that everyone could have their own little nuclear reactor that would run its own little, you know, using steam or whatever, heating water basically is what it does, to create electricity. And if everyone could have one, well, then they would lose control because everyone would have their own power. And just think about how many hundreds and thousands of dollars every household and business in America is paying to these people, enriching them. And what are they using? They're using nuclear energy. But now they're talking about shutting down all the nuclear energy. And so, it's, you know, some things don't make sense. Because if it's true, then why would they want to shut them down? Well, to keep the lie alive. Yeah. To keep burning fuel. So they could, because they burn fuel, you know, it's like, Buttigieg, whatever that guy's name is, that, you know, they put in charge of the Department of Transportation. Yeah, his credentials must have been overwhelming. He wants everyone to have electric cars, right? Yeah. And get off of gas. He said his favorite form of electricity, I mean, his favorite form of energy comes out of a socket. Yeah. Electricity. But, you know, what does he think? It magically appears there? Well, yeah, in a way it does. I mean, if you understand, or you understand that you don't really understand how electricity works, it is magical. But through the process of science and observation, we learn how to use it. Okay. Even if we don't understand it, which some people do, I guess. Because I, honestly, the more I look into it, the more I realize I don't understand it. But anyway, but where does he think that energy comes from? I know they use gas and diesel in the generators that generate it. The ones that aren't, nuclear or hydro-powered, because we have a lot of hydro-powered plants, in the neighborhood where I am, because we got this whole mountain range here. Water goes downhill and it turns turbines, you know, and creates electricity. So that's a cold water. Or you could have the hot water nuclear plants. But I don't know what I don't know. And that's that. Okay. I have this other article, Blurring of Reality in an Age of Barbarism. This is by Gary D. Barnett. He says, you can beat 40 scholars with one fact, but you can't beat one idiot with 40 facts. Yeah, there's a lot of idiots out there, and you can give them plenty of facts, but you just can't beat them because they won't give up on their idiocy no matter how many facts you have. Yes, that's the truth. And some guy, Rumi, he's quoting there that says that, and I don't know who Rumi is. The above simple quote speaks volumes. This is very logical reasoning. This very logical reasoning should provoke thought where little exists, causing closed minds to open in order to seek truth and understanding. When asked how the masses can be convinced to think critically, to act as individuals, to protect their own freedom, to claim their own life and soul as sovereign, at least that part which you are sovereign over, most of humanity voluntarily chooses to behave as slaves in a collective world of idiocy. In a world such as this, the corrupt, immoral, beastly, and evil among us have an easy time gaining power and control over others that they naturally seek. This, it seems, is the essence of our modern existence. It is not as if the bulk of humanity is inherently bad. It likely is not. But, yes, we're not speaking on the theological question of sin, because we are all utterly sinful and corrupt. But measuring humanity against humanity, most people are not inherently bad. Depends on your measuring stick, does it not? So he says, the author says, it is not as if the bulk of humanity is inherently bad. It likely is not. But the many have always been subject to rule by the few. In this present time, this archetypical phenomenon has reached an epic peak. It has consumed the minds of all but the very few. One might argue that this is the fault of the master class, but that argument would hold no water, as voluntary servitude by the majority, whether initiated and promulgated by the powerful or not, can lead only to a society of impotent and conformist sheep awaiting slaughter. And this goes to the mind control of those that have the power and the money to commit as much energy into the object of their mind control, as we see happening and has been happening, especially over the last couple years. It is because of this majority attitude. So they have reached a majority. And that's why I say, you know, if it wasn't for the children, I would say more than half of the adults probably half of the adults on the planet have received the jab. At least that's the information I have. The other information I have, and I can't verify any of this, but I think it's likely true, is that China has not used an mRNA vaccine in China at all. That no Chinese people, they bought a bunch of it, but then they resold it. That's the story that I have. And I'm not going to research it because I really don't care, but I believe that it's true because that the vaccines that they developed for the Chinese people did not contain mRNA. Okay. And I believe it's the same for Russia. That's the information I have. Now, you may have other information than that, but that's the information I have. And that leads to a pretty scary prospect because, if half of the working age class in America and the Western world have taken the jab, that means that we're in big trouble. We're in big trouble already anyway. And that God has used these evil men, because God has used evil men in the past to judge even his own nation, because judgment begins at the house of God. And any nation that has a Christian history and a Christian beginning and a Christian founding would be akin to national Israel of the old covenant, would they not? So that God would bring up enemies in their very midst, and worldwide enemies, to punish them and deceive them, doesn't seem out of the question to me at all. Especially, as you know, I'm going through Isaiah during my broadcast the rest of the week, and I'm getting behind on my recording, so I may have to take a week or two off just to catch up. But I've got the first 2 weeks there recorded, and they're available online. If you go to my website and click on the Bible Studies tab in the Isaiah study there, and you can see how far I've got in it. But it's quite eye-opening to see how God's judgment works and then to watch what's going on in the world. And yes, you know, regardless that God is judging the nations using evil people and their evil methods and designs, that he will turn on and judge them, because he always does. God is predictable because you can read his word and he never changes. So that when I see what's going on, because, well, you know, while I'm going through Isaiah, I was questioning, you know, it was so clear to every nation around Israel, to Israel, the 10 tribes, to Judah, the southern kingdom, after they split, because he addressed each nation and he told them what he was going to do, even when he was going to do it. And then he carried it out perfectly, and they acted like he said they would act. And he addressed them then. And then those nations that took such glee and thought that they themselves were the actors in judging God's people, God turned on them and judged them for that, and their evil, and for ignoring the light that he had given them. Yeah, it's pretty scary stuff when you think about it. But then you see how God protected his people. And then even if I were to die in a nuclear, it wouldn't matter. Like I said, I'm going to die sometime in the next 40 years anyway. Because, you know, to live another 40 years, I'd have to live to be nearly 110. Because since I'm going to hit my 3 score and 10, I'm going to have a big party next year. It's going to be my 3 score and 10 party. I haven't celebrated a birthday in 30 years. I think I might do one. Yeah, and then I'll do another one 30 years from now when I hit the big 100. How about that? If I'm around, or if Jesus don't come first. But I think that's about the time that he's going to come, around 2055. And I'm getting off the story here on my side trail. Let's see. Okay. Nothing more in the chat room. Let me check out some of these other chat rooms. I know I'm live on DLive. See if we got anybody over there in DLive in the chat room. Yes, indeed.
I'm live on.
Oh, there I am, repeating myself. Warranty expiration, birthday party. Oh, WW is over there, Fuzzmeister. And usually Mr. Wordsworth is over there in the chat room. All right. God will judge the wasters when they have fulfilled his purpose. Amen. That's what we're talking about. Oh, everyone can see what I'm looking at. You can see my browser, but there's the DLive page with the three regulars in the chat room. And I don't know how many people are watching. They have 105 followers over there. Wow. And three viewers. Those are the three I just named on DLive. Okay. And I don't know about YouTube chat room there. Yeah. It's too much trouble to look at it. Yeah, that's the stream. And see, waiting for it to come up here. Okay, I'm not going to wait for it. I'm going to go back. Yes, I may not even be on. Am I on YouTube? Oh, yes, I am, because I checked it over
here. The Maze
session. Yeah, there it is. I'm on. Yeah, I'd have to reset that, too. I don't know if I'm actually on YouTube or not. Okay, well, I'm not going to worry about it at this point, because it's way late. We'll get back to our article here, wherever it was. Oh, yes. It is because of this majority attitude that this state of confusion, ignorance, and mass obedience to the illegitimate authority has harmed and consumed all efforts by the few to awaken the spirit of the common man. On one hand, this seems to be the way of this world, but on the other, it seems to be in direct conflict with any individual natural desire to be free. This does indicate that a contradiction is present. That if it is truly so, then some chance of rational thought and an escape from this mass formation psychosis, although slight, should at least be possible. This is not meant as some sort of false hope, but all contradictions should be addressed and remedied so as to clarify the confusion and find what is the actual truth and what is duplicitous propaganda, and then act on that knowledge. All very thoughtful here. And I read this article earlier. And he goes on to talk about, you know, what is going on, as we have been talking about here for an hour and a half, in the world and the mainstream and the narrative and the fear narrative that is being pushed. But in the end, here we are, and we realize what the Antichrist is trying to do. Yeah. And what his object is. But we also have read the revelation. We understand the prophecy that there is not going to be another part of the narrative, another fear control thing that the Antichrist has pushed on the Western world, and specifically on evangelical Christianity, which is made up of former Protestants, or are the children of the Protestant Reformation, is the end-time Antichrist narrative, of course, to take the onus off of the Antichrist, the true Antichrist, or the papacy as being the seed of the Antichrist. They invented an end-time Antichrist and a narrative that goes with that. And what is the main control device over that narrative? Well, it is fear. That's right. See, it's the same thing. The Antichrist has you learn to hack the mind through psychology. And fear is a great motivator. And what does this fear consist of? Well, the fear consists of that all of the calamity of the entire book of Revelation, and that's a lot of calamity when you read through it. It's a pretty scary book. I remember my sister reading some of it to me when I was an adolescent, and it was frightening. It was scary, you know, just the imagination of a child, and those not knowing what was going on. and what the prophecy meant, to realize and to believe that all of that calamity is going to happen in a 7-year period. And you don't want to be here when it happens. It's a frightful thing. It's just the same. It's the same frightful thing as their fear they're using, that they've been using for the last couple of years. First, it's the fear of pandemic, dying of, some virus that's going to kill, hundreds of millions of people throughout the planet. And you need to hurry up and get your fear allayed by taking, the cure, what they're pushing, what they want you to take, to their transhuman jab, although they're not telling you what the real reason is. Okay. And now, since that's falling apart and they fear something, that is people finding out and actually holding them accountable, they act to bring up a new fear. So they always use fear to push their narrative. And it's always been very successful for them. Okay, well, this segment's ending. I will be back in a few minutes and we'll wrap up the broadcast.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Arthur, and I'd like to introduce you to my latest book, Reformed Prophecy Interpretation, an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism in the 21st century. As with primitive biblical Christianity, historicism is the method of prophecy interpretation restored with the advent of the Protestant Reformation, and had become so widely held that for a long time it was called the Protestant view. My book is not so much about the errors of dispensationalism or amillennialism. Rather, it is about the historicist alternative to understanding many of the same passages from the vantage point of prophecy fulfilled in history. For those that desire more than mere hypotheses, bolstered with conjectured speculation, those who require explicit biblical exegesis and verified historical fulfillment, and are not willing to accept speculation as anything other than what it is, speculation, not truth, this book is for you. Over the last century, this method of interpretation has become almost completely forgotten, even by Protestants, in the face of a method that is based almost entirely on future speculation, rather than fulfilled prophecy in history. In my book, I examine the reasons for this and investigate some of the prophecy which has been fulfilled in the interim, as well as present an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism to the 21st century. If you're interested in a copy of my book, you can go to my website, crosstheborder.org, and get more information there. Or you may also find it at Amazon. Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. This is a live Prophecy Reality Edition. I'm Nicholas. And we've been talking about, well, we have got to the point where we're talking about fear and how the Antichrist has learned to use psychology and hack the brains of people. They're trying to hack us genetically. And as someone described it to me once, is that when they start at gene editing, whereas a surgeon uses a scalpel to precisely cut into the human being to perform surgery, that gene hacking is akin to using a chainsaw. And we see the effect of that. Yeah, that's what I believe we're seeing the effect of. Gene hacking is like using a chainsaw. You don't know what you're going to hit and what the outcome will be, because the code is mostly unknown by us. We know enough to recognize and to see who's in the same family or who's whose child, or whether, you know, you're related to someone and stuff like that. I believe in that. I've seen that work. Okay. And to identify people by, their genes, so to speak. And, you know, although I couldn't do it, they have to do it in blind labs, you know, that don't know who and what they're testing for. They're just testing to see if one piece of genetic material is identical or related to another. And they don't know what that is for. So, 'cause they have to be blind tests to be, so that, yeah, they can be trusted, that there's no agenda when they do a test like that. So I've seen that work, and I know it works. But as far as editing and changing the code for different results, you know, that's where the chainsaw comes in. You can't do it. It's not precise like a physical surgery can be precise. And even with a physical surgery where you're using a scalpel, you know, you still don't know. You can have unexpected results, and things can go wrong, as they do much of the time. So, but as far as hacking psychologically, not everyone is hackable. Okay. People have to be subject to it by somehow subject to it. And I believe that's where the judgment of God comes in, you know. People were judged because they were subject to the mind control hacking, and many of them died, and their children have been killed or maimed or whatever, and their lives will be shortened because they were subject not to the truth but to lies. They don't believe in the truth, but they prefer to believe lies, so they're subject to the mind control hacking. And the unfortunate thing for the Antichrist and his adherents that are pulling this off is through their desire to reduce the population. Well, they're reducing the people that are most subjected to them out of the population first, because they're the ones that will obey and line up like the lemmings going over the cliff. And there they go. But the ones who won't line up are the ones that they want most. So they'll have to deal with us eventually, will they not? And that's why resistance is not futile, and we must resist. Now we get back to the Christian mind control hacking, the mind controlling those people that they're able to deceive by twisting God's word, using conjecture, and cutting and pasting different verses together to support their proposition that there's going to be a 7-year tribulation, at which time the Antichrist will finally appear, because we've never seen him in history. And part of the mind control is that you cannot know who he is until the 7-year period begins. Then he will be revealed, because the restrainer, which they, speculate as the Holy Ghost, will be taken out of the way, and then you'll see. But, and when that happens, well, you don't want to be here. So you have to buy into their pre-tribulation rapture, which is not in the Bible either. so that you can escape all of the calamity of the entire book of the Revelation, which will be poured out in 7 years, rather than believing, as plainly taught by historicists and history itself, and taught to us by understanding the Bible and understanding prophecy past that's in the Bible and recorded there, how to understand prophecy by using the Bible itself. So they easily fall prey to the lie and the fear-mongering. You have to buy into, and so you want to buy into the pre-trib rapture. As I believe I said last week, if I had to choose one of the three, which I did back in the last century, in the 70s, 80s, and 90s of the last century, I chose the pre-tribulation rapture because of the three choices that they were giving me in the false prophecy. That's the one I like best, because I would be able to escape all of the calamity of the entire book of Revelation that was going to happen in the 7-year period after the pre-tribulation rapture. So they use fear to get people to believe, to get people to accept Christ, and to get people to believe in their narrative. Okay? Fear. But what does the Bible say about that fear? It says, fear not them that can kill the body. So no matter what fear they lay on you, you're not supposed to fear anything that man says. So all the fear narratives for true believers, true Bible-believing Christians, that have the discernment of the Holy Spirit, they wouldn't buy into any of this fear. Because they say, well, okay, I'm not going to take a transhuman jab. I mean, when they said, 2 years ago, when they explained it, and I heard it come out of their own mouths, that they were going to turn me into a vaccine manufacturing machine. They're going to turn every man, woman, and child into a vaccine manufacturing machine that would create a spike protein, which your body would turn on and attack, and thus create immunity. I immediately thought, okay, when does it stop creating a spike protein for my body to turn on and attack and give me immunity? Yeah. So I thought, that's problematic from the beginning. I'm not buying into that. And I'm certainly not going for having them taken a chainsaw to my DNA, okay, which is much more sensitive than actual physical surgery. And the scripture says, fear not them that can kill the body. So no matter what fear, even if they say they're going to kill me, I'm not going to take the mark of the beast or anything like it. They would have to kill me first. So resistance is not futile. As a matter of fact, resistance is absolutely necessary for God's people to survive. Even if they have to kill us, we will survive forever, because we're going to die anyway. And when we die, we know that the scripture tells us that when we see him, we will be like him. And that's what we're all looking forward to. That glorified body that will never get sick, never get old, never get infirm, and never die. We will live forever. We will never die again. Yeah. And that we will rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. Now that's the good news. And that's what we need to keep our eye on, the prize, and not fear what man can do, not fear a vaccine, not fear World War III or nuclear annihilation. None of those things sound good to me. I don't want to experience all the wrath and all the calamity of that happened over the last 2,000 years compacted into a 7-year period. I don't want to go through that, but I'm not going to believe a lie and to comfort myself with an illusion that I can escape that. If it comes, it comes. If if judgment comes on the nation around me, which is, it is coming on the nation around me, it seems to be a selective judgment for those that are most mind controlled of all. Yeah. Yeah. And unfortunately for the Antichrist, he's getting rid of his greatest adherents. But I don't believe those that are pushing the narrative, I don't believe that they're participating in it because they're in the know. If they weren't in the know, they would buy into it and do it. I think they go out there for photo ops and have their picture taken while they're getting the transhuman jab, yeah, stuck right into their arm. Yeah. So we have nothing to fear in Christ, not even death itself. And even the worst torture God will give us, no matter what we have to go through, no matter what they put our loved ones and our family through, we must stand strong. We cannot give in. It doesn't matter what happens to our bodies and our flesh. You know, it's like the great hymn says, let goods and kindred go. This mortal life also, his kingdom is forever. Because when it comes right down to it, the Antichrist did in the past everything. They would parade your family before you, your children, and they would tempt you to recant, to save their lives even. See, and that's the worst imaginable thing that could happen to you while you're alive, is for them to parade your loved ones. But know this, you cannot give in, because if you remain steadfast till the end, God has your loved ones in his hands, regardless of what happens to them, regardless of what they may have to suffer and what you may have to suffer. God has you in his hand. And he will keep you forever. Just read his word. All the promises of God are yours. And this affliction that we may have to go through in this life, it's a light affliction compared to the affliction of hellfire for eternity that God has in store for those which destroy and pervert his creation. Yeah. That's it. And he will destroy them. Yeah. He will have the last word on all this, on everything, on all this evil, and all of these people that are pushing this evil. Now, I pray for all of them, you know. I would hope that even Anthony Fauci would get on his knees and repent of all his evil and then declare to the whole earth that he was wrong, that he was wicked, and that God saved him, and that he gave his life. And he would lay it down for the cross. Yeah. Is that likely to happen? Not likely. I would wish it for all of them, Donald Trump included. I pray for them all. But I know that most people will never repent. And that someone like, you know, these people that bragged about, you know, like just putting a needle into their arm and injecting them with a transhuman jab. Well, I think they're going to suffer the effects of that for eternity, that they're going to live with the world that they sought to create. They think they're going to build some kind of utopia, but God will have them in derision, and they will be in derision forever. They'll have their utopia. It will be a dystopia. Because utopia actually means no place. But it will be a place. It will be hell. It will be worse. Because it will be their no place. The utopia that they sought to build will be forever. It will be the reality. Not what they dreamed. Where they would be the rulers and the gods of the world. But they will suffer the punishment. For all of their evil for eternity. And that is sad. I know a lot of people believe in annihilationism. I guess that's how you would say it. I'm not sure about that. Yeah. 'Cause will we be annihilated? Will our eternal life eventually come to an end or something, that it'll just go off into nothingness? Well, not according to the Word of God. And so I believe that those people will get what they want. They don't want to be near God. They don't love His truth. They don't love God. They don't love the promises of God, but they love their sin and their evil and the desires, the things they desire and the utopia that they want. Even now they're getting old, and you go, how can they continue on and not see that the end of their life is near? When I look at Bill Gates, who's about the same age as I am, maybe even younger, and you think, how can he not see that his end is near? Anthony Fauci, 80 years old, can't see it. Yeah, blind, will never see. I fear for them. They should fear for themselves, but they're beyond fear, I guess. I don't know. They should be going mad. I would pray that they would go mad with what life they have left for all the evil they've done. To know. I mean, they know. There's no accident here. They know what they've done. I've been watching the grand-jury.net proceedings, and it is just so clear that there is no doubt that all of these people know. They may try to hide it from themselves. They may gloss over the thoughts, but they know what they've done. And what they've done is mass murder, genocide in the whole earth. God will hold them accountable. Meanwhile, the judgment seems to go on. When will the nation repent? When will there be some kind of national repentance? Well, it starts here now. Yeah. Yeah. The nation, America, Western world, all of the Christian nations, well, used to be Christian nations, they should all repent and see that, but they don't. They just think it's a happenstance or an accident, or that people, well-meaning people, have made a mistake. Yeah. That God is not in the heaven. That His hand is not on everything that is happening. Well, it is. So read the book of Isaiah. If you're not convinced by that, if you're not convinced by God's word, then you'll never be convinced. I mean, I read God's word. I started reading it when I was 19 years old. So, yeah, that's going back 50 years. And I was convinced. Yeah. Especially when I felt the God's Holy Spirit come on me and speak to me. Yeah. He had a lot of work to do in that young man. And it's taken him 50 years to get me where I'm at right now. He's been kind and patient and loving beyond my knowledge and understanding. I just, you know, all we can say is God's elect is, you know, I don't know why you chose me, but I'm so glad that you did. Yeah. And I will glorify your name forever. That's what the elect say. And all of the elect can say that with me. And we will sing His praises forever. Okay. Yeah, we're coming up on the end of the broadcast here. Oh yeah, I got 3 minutes left. Okay, you're listening to Across the Border. My website is nicholasarthur.wordpress.com. Right now there's a shortcut, always will be a shortcut to it, crosstheborder.org, as long as I have the URL. Crosstheborder.org. Some people try across, but no, it's CROSS, crosstheborder.org. Make sure you press the follow button there and share the articles. Go through all of the series and everything that's available there. And share it with as many, you know, allow God to share the articles by your fingers, clicking on different buttons and so forth. So hit the share buttons there. Email to your entire mail list when the broadcast notice comes. That you can do. Or you can send us lots of money. Yeah, got an extra million or $10 laying around. You can mail it to us by snail mail. I don't know how long we'll be able to take advantage of the banking system, but I think that's pretty time limited. Maybe, but we will keep resisting. I will keep resisting, and you will keep resisting, and we will keep resisting as long as we can, until Christ comes or that there's no more resistance left in us because we have exhausted our mortal existence or they have, our life has been required of us and we are moving on, being graduated early before Christ comes by whatever means. So make sure you press the follow button at my website there and tell as many people as you can and help support the work we're doing at firstamendmentradio.com. Press the support button. And if you look for it, there's a link there to mail us by snail mail checks. We will take those. Yeah. Or gold and silver or whatever you have, especially if you want to make a large donation so we can expand here. We need those by check. Certainly not by PayPal or any other electronic means. And I don't know. I do have a, cryptocurrency thing there. But I haven't checked it. But if you give us cryptocurrency, make sure you let me know so I can check it out and use it. We're kind of coming up on the end here. So what'll I say is what I usually say. Let me check the chat room here. Repent Nations. Watching. Oh, 14 watching on YouTube. Thank you for that, Fireman Mike. So you have a few people over there watching. And I guess that's it. Okay, well, may the Almighty bless you and keep you as you continue to travel on the narrow way that leads to life and grab as many people by the hand, by the hair, however you have to do it to get them on that narrow way with you. But yeah, if they volunteer, yeah, let them come. Encourage them to come. And join us in the narrow way that leads to life. I'll see y'all next time.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the third temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn. The Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the third temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a reestablished Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his new book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.